The more positive energy you have, the greater your aura and your rights in choosing your next society level 1 to continue your development. You will be free to embody on any other planet, not only on planet Earth, as it was imposed upon you so far during the zero level. Be assured that freedom of choice is one you cannot buy or receive as a gift. Friends, I believe that our fleet will not leave the planet in the coming months, so I will be available to disclose material facts in the vicinity of important events. I cannot do any communication well in advance not to alert your governments to take steps that could become these events in false flags. Video 105, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 105 A. October 17, 2013. Mithy, what news on the Icen? How was the interaction with Mars and how it should be with the Earth? How are you envisioning these next months? Friends, the news that we have are worrying. The Icen has not interfered with Mars or any other planet yet. It is underlying orbits and the balance of the system. The Icen is not a problem for your planet. Do not be fooled by an expectation of destruction generated by the theater mounted by your governments. The fact that governments have turned off the monitoring systems is part of the theater designed to distract attention. The natural restructuring problems that are about to happen are directly linked to the great energy field which the solar system is passing by, liquefying the core layers of the planets, causing magnetic changes, the realignment of the axes of rotation according to the movement of the planet's crust, and causing the surface growth foreseen for this actual phase. All planets, including your sun, are going through this injection of energy, accelerating the processes, like you to increase the tension in a lamp so that it is more hot and lit. The system Nibiru will be visible, but its influence is no longer a problem by the distance which was recalculated by Krulians in its passage. Icen 2_ZPS 658E78AB.JPG Comet Icen_2013105.JPG, on questions about the Moon is changing position, to reason this fact. The Moon is orbiting the Earth led by the force of gravity on the planet. If this tangential point of gravity changes with the movement of the Earth's core to Q(1)-gif a new declination of course, the Moon will be forced to follow this tangency. This may cause, besides change of position with respect to the Earth's crust, a rotation in the face of the Moon as seen from Earth. Many billions of objects as comets, asteroids and minor planets are gravitationally locked to the solar system in the Oort cloud and in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. All these objects are also being greatly affected, causing electrical discharges and jets of escaping gases from cracks and holes that act as propulsion, causing their movement, clashing against each other, and the many will be attracted to the center of gravity of the system, reaching your sun and provoking large solar flares. In a very simple explanation, is a symptom like when you heat the corn to make popcorn. This is causing many objects on a collision course with the system planets, including Earth. Some of these objects are being monitored, but will be used by your governments to increase the anarchy that they intend to impose on the planet as a whole. When things really heat up, they have already prepared their places to hide. Inner Solar System N.png Vlxnap 158014.png. We knows that for every object that we trap in your atmosphere will be a false event ready to wreak havoc, planted by your own governments. They have set up the show, now plan to only put out the light, to start. You will undergo a major sequence of events planned, added to the natural events that will succeed. Be prepared to face the attacks of your governments against you, paralyzing the global economy and removing the population's basic needs such as energy, water, food and communications. They take advantage of natural events on the growth of the crust allies to objects and solar emissions that will reach your atmosphere to install chaos with social bankruptcy. Decisions about reducing population are already taken by all the leaders of all the countries involved, with the exception of some countries in the Middle East and Asia only. They know that we have access to activation codes of nanocomponents by cellular frequencies, so they also will try more direct methods such as vaccinations and nanocomponents with self-timer TM activation. Avoid any attempt to vaccination treatments or shelters on the part of your governments. They have to run with the plans now because events are already knocking on the planet. With respect to your nature, many animals will still continue dying in the oceans and on land for premeditated destruction of ecosystems, poisoning, radiation, and lack of magnetic orientation by weakening and changes in the geomagnetic field of the planet. The remaining food will not be enough to keep the populations due to the erratic behavior of your atmosphere. The HAARP system is still being used to cause dense fog, swirls and hurricanes. The intention is to cause chaos and administer it by force. We will be on standby for when the time comes we appear openly, and can help communities abandon to their fate. I cannot speak much more details at the time not to interfere with the sequence of events, but I hope I have given you an idea of what might happen during this season. Depends on you are always prepared and alert to the isolation by the plans of your governments. The Community Galactica will continue to pressure governments indirectly through contacts Pleiadians but cannot interfere in the decisions of your governments about the economy or control of your societies. I intend to warn you whenever possible, the events in real time. Video 106, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 106 A November 13, 2013. Friends, as I said before, ice an event will realign the orbit of all planets in the solar system. All its motion and influence will be balanced to cause the effects that the system need to finalize the passage into the level 1. The time of the final adjustments of frequencies and orbits of the planets of the solar system is coming fast now. The new frequencies that enable your society to maintain a planet level 1 in this new phase will be harmonics of the frequency of vibration of your sun, which is fitting to end this tuning. The high activity of thy sun should make a cleanup of frequencies harmful to the development of the new phase of consciousness, even if it has to stop many current activities of your society. Be assured that all that will be necessary for these final adjustments, is not any kind of punishment, on the contrary, it is a blessing. All of you who are going through this new tune has important roles in this process, so you are here right now. In the development processes of the universe there are no coincidences. A cup to overflow needs all the drops, is one that is missing it does not overflow. Be prepared for this new phase. The only situations that may affect the conditions of life of your people during this period are the acts of exception caused by unhealthy dome government that governs your planet. But in the end, whether they want it or not, everything will be set by the laws of universal development. Your dome of elitist governments are simply convulsing before death. Some answers to questions of many, you need not worry about how many levels 1 or 0 level will remain on the planet. This will be a process of natural selection. Even if your governments eliminate entire populations in their sickening process of upheaval, it will not change the formation of the new society, with the revival of levels 1 on the planet. Answering some questions about Mars. The passage of Ison caused no structural damage to the planet. Cities and bases of operation survived because they had turned their force fields. On Venus, or on your planet, the sun will be largely responsible for changes, and Ison will be radio controlled to adjust the vibration frequency end of the sun and all the planets of the system. For this upgrade, it may not follow the expected route by your scientists after passing by the Sunday. As I mentioned earlier, Taos will be detected in a new fixed orbit, and the cloud of cosmic energy that surrounds the entire solar system will be responsible for thousands of stray meteors that will be supervised by Pleiadians. The solar system Nibiru will pass by the system to complete its cycle, but its influence will not generate widespread cataclysms. The Krulians will be monitoring and directing this passage as been doing for over a year. Comets with multiple tails are relatively common. Its composition with rare materials make them to react to the forces vectorial links crossing on your journey. The tails represent reactions to related vectorial links to gravitational fields of other heavenly bodies trying to interfere with its trajectory. The angle between the tails will vary according to the distances of the objects that are influencing its path. In case you run out communication via satellites, or without energy, you should have communication devices as previously mentioned, that can run on batteries, but keep these devices off during any news of EMPs issued by your sun or caused by your governments. Keep this equipment insulated and disconnected until be sure they can be connected. Keep a cell phone or any electronic device connected to verify that it will not be burned before connecting your main communication equipment. The radios are the only common form of communication that remains to keep communities knowing what's going on. We will be operating at the various frequencies from VHF, UHF and shortwave, and we can communicate with those who are able to scan the channels to listen. The case of Japan radiation spread is severe. The elites really want that to happen, so offered no aid to Japanese government to assist in the case. It's impressive, even for us observers, the neglect of all your major nations with the fact. This is already a predominant factor for you to realize the planning of a whole scenario of reducing resources and destruction of the ecosystem. Understand that we can only intervene when your governments are not more governments. When the planet is no government, what will happen when your elites to retract to escape from the rest of the population? Then yes, we can assume our role in helping extraterrestrial. The colonies in the planet one that is getting earthlings for development situation prior to your middle age, is already with several colonies rapidly developing. 80% of the disembodied here is reborn in these new colonies. In a few hundred years we will have another planet to go to level one, and possibly volunteers from the new society level one of the Earth that is starting, may participate in helping this new planet in its passage also to the level one. As for the other 20% of the disembodied, are reborn in the second planet and integrating into tribes post-Neanderthal. These will take a few thousand years to pass to the level one. These two planets are very similar to the Earth, and are in another solar system in the same quadrant are you in your galaxy. Very convenient. What I can say is that this system has 19 planets and a sun of magnitude 4 on the scale you use. Even these disasters caused by atmospheric manipulation, are being scheduled by your governments by way of simple scientific experiments. The vast majority of disembodied of these regions, as recently occurred in the Philippines, will be reborn in the AE planet 1-inch as children of its current inhabitants. They will be in a very good location and will be happy with the new development opportunity. I shall communicate again so as necessary to inform you of the next steps. Be well everyone. Captain Billet, November, 2013, a special report, Mount Shasta 09.jpg Google Maps. I am placing this information out of curiosity. A spacecraft type used by Mithy few years ago was photographed in several pictures by Google Maps in Mount Shasta, California, US. According Mithy reported, this type of spacecraft was very popular a few decades ago, and is still in use by various cultures from Andromeda visiting planet Earth. According to him, this ship photographed belongs to a race, good friends of his, who belong to a colony on Rigel Centaurs. A scientific units, working here for many decades, as it also makes scientists from Epsilon Bo 8 tilde Pilcrotis. Mount Shasta, Navda Andromeda.jpg Mount Shasta 05.jpg. If they have not taken these pictures out, below are the links for you to browse through the site and see for yourselves the spacecraft for several angles using Google Street View in greater resolution. Cheers. CB Link 1 Link 2. Video 107, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A Video 107 A November 23, 2013. This is a short message, provided to keep you alert. We are working together and developing a plan of action with the fleet with ships of recovery Atonians, under the command of Krulians, who traveled from the Kuiper Belt to your moon. These spaceships were working to collect rare minerals but were relocated to this new position and instructed about the tasks which will be required at the time. Part of our strength is also working with the Arcturians right now. Plenty of things to do. Friends, be prepared for the final tuning of the solar system. With the passage of Ison by Sun or its breakdown into smaller objects directed at specific points in the system, the Sun will undergo radical changes in behavior, and all the planets including Earth that is orbiting nearby, also pass through geomagnetic and physical changes. We've talked a lot about it and I'm sure you will not need to repeat all the advice given to you earlier. Be prepared for a possible period of life with moments where you cannot rely on the technology that you have at the moment, based on centralized supplies of electricity. Follow the advice previously given and revise your plans of action. Your governments have done everything to omit the size and decomposition of the phenomenon Ison but cannot cover the sun with a sieve for everyone to follow events. The Ison phenomenon is composed of parts which together are twice the size of Earth. Prepare for tectonic and atmospheric effects generated by these adjustments. Check what your governments are doing and what your elites are providing. Many false flags are going to happen in the coming months. Be watching the movements of companies and governments migrating out of certain areas which are being planned actions on artificial disasters. Your government's compounds and administered by your ruling elites, have been told by contacts with races who exchange favors long with them about everything that is going to happen, so please watch carefully everything they will be doing in the coming months. Try right now to keep in communication as previously explained. If possible, test the communication between you with some of your companions who are following our advice and conversations during these past 2 years. Do not worry too much about the changes they were already planned since you were placed here. We'll be watching everything, and so possibly go into more direct action with you. Everything will work out. Be well, and may the Force be with you. Video 108, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 108 A. November 26, 2013. Friends, to take some questions and clarify a few points to many who followed us from the beginning, here's a brief explanation of the facts. The passage of Nibiru system planned for last year, was diverted by Krulians at the request of scientists from the Community Galactica because it would cause a realignment of the system, in a very violent way. By this fact, the Nibiru system now follows the original orbit, but in position beyond the solar system. The same happened with the comet named Lunan that was being destroyed by going through the system at the wrong time, and would cause more damage than solutions. Happened a conclave of different galactic communities who judged very cautious these actions of our Community Galactica Regional, but they understood the need to protect this colony and switching to level 1 of interracial relationship. Therefore, artificial objects were incorporated into Ison for this realignment of frequencies and orbits were performed in the least intrusive manner possible, replacing the natural actions of the Nibiru system. The Ison was an asteroid that came loose from the Oort cloud in 2005, and was already in the natural route for your solar system, like hundreds of others, and was chosen to be the route of all artificial objects that were added to it. Your scientists are still crawling, are totally deceived, creating an orbit of 400,000 to more than 500,000 years for this set of objects, as it is passing through the solar system for the first and last time. This is a major operation that resulted in the implementation of huge amount of resources. Make it all worth it, be mentally and physically prepared to take the initiatives we have discussed many times in previous meetings, to be those who may be physically here to help and participate in this new beginning. We will be here to assist in their resumption of new communities. Look within you because only inherit this new culture who deserve this high of level of individual frequency. It is time the solar system complete the transition to the level 1 of frequency, and this new light will be seen by all who see this quadrant of the galaxy, a new race, a new civilization participant in the activities of the universe will be living herein. With over time, will be erected a monument referencing all races that generated and assisted in the creation and survival of this civilization in these past thousands of years. And these races will sign it and these will be your godfathers forever. These races will be part of your history as colonizers and mentors of the new breed of Earthlings. Me and my fleet, we are proud to be participating in this formation of a new breed, mine friends. That the strength and integrity be with you all. Video 109, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 109 A. December 12, 2013. Mythi. There is possibility of our moon be cataclysmic target of a large meteor, or the Earth, in this current setting of the solar system by Ison objects? No, Your moon is protected so long ago, by the races which maintains bases in various locations in its surface. In the last half millennium, you have registered some brand new big crater on your moon appearing as a direct result of a clash of large meteors? No, your astronomers may have logged many hundreds of small meteorites that are routinely clash against your moon but nothing really big. This is due to the fact that large meteors that have opened large craters were systematically targeted to the moon by the builders of the system that led to the beginning of life possibility on the planet. Large meteors were aggregated to balance exactly its diameter and mass. It is no coincidence that the moon causes total eclipse of the sun, which is focused diametrically with the average distance of its orbit around the planet Earth and your Sunday to mount a binary system like the Earth and the moon is not the work of chance, but a great work of space engineering. With regards to Ison complex, it will be part of the alignment as I have told you, planet Earth to expunge the traces of destruction and dirt that you have accumulated in this 20th century, need modifications resulting in this changes, so that the new social step of the planet is established. I believe that all who are following the facts, are having one of the most bizarre years of their lives, but all well informed with the truth of the facts know accept and assist with these changes, whether drastic or not. Do not ask questions about where is safe and where is not. All who think insurance will be surprised by changes in the events, and many survive well in areas now considered at risk. Trust in fate, have your free frequencies of the static generated by your current social system, be your consciences rather than mere followers of doctrines imposed. Change with the planet instead of being purged of it. Observe the movements of your elites, like rats they are the first to run for cover where they consider safe. Do not fear, we will appear to help when you least expect it. The fleet of ships that rested on the dark side of the moon is already in the atmosphere of Earth, orbiting and taking preventive measures as per the guidelines received for this mission. Try to have quiet conscience, inner peace, assured that you are an important part of this vast universe, and especially, the understanding that we are all brothers. One thing that will make the difference is that each of you is a Christ or a Messiah, the Messiah, with whatever name your different cultures wishing to give him, is not a person, is a state of mind of an entire society consciously prepared to change for the better. Be assured that do not will come a being designed to save you, you are your saviors, no one is more responsible for your evolution than yourself. The Messiah is within every man of goodwill, and if every man of goodwill helps save at least an equal, he will have been the Messiah for this brother. Do not place your hopes in doctrines and promises of a savior, be a savior yourself, if not of others, savior of yourself. Video 110, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A Video 110A December 28, 2013. My friends, as you were able to prove by the media, changes have been noted in the frequency of the sun and he calmed the high level of activity that was having. This was caused by Ison set during its passage. The interference of the Community Galactica, in these finishes for adjustments of the solar system will be minimal, the Arcturians finalized all procedures of containment that were keeping the major volcanic systems close to population centers, this means that the planet was released to his nature answer all adjustment measures being applied by this task force. Be assured that this was the least dramatic way to stabilize not only the frequency of planet Earth, and also of all other celestial bodies of the system. Every change causes some involuntary movements inherent to that is being predefined. A stone thrown into a calm lake will cause sequential and harmonic waves, which over a short time will not be perceived, and everything will be calm again. The volume of the mass of the stone thrown in the lake will make its level increases slightly, and it is this small increase that will make all the difference to the next stage. Only your governments could prevent the waters of the lake back to normal balance at the correct time. They want to cause movements that may interfere with the natural factors and this will only cause delays in stabilizing this new stage. We have disrupted the plans of fairly called PTB, but we cannot interfere with all events deliberately planned by them. Answering some pendant questions with great volume of requests, the anomaly of the Baltic is not a spaceship, is an ancient monument resembling a ship, made to contain certain artifacts of communication between a humanoid colony developed here and their mentors there approximate 32,000 years ago, long before the colonies of Atlantis. These artifacts contained in rocks are molecularly programmed, that is, work forever until they are destroyed or absorbed by nature. In the last relocation of the continents, many of these regions were submerged, and some may emerge again with future tectonic relocations. The Koso artifact encased in a 500,000-year-old mineral rock, like I said before, we confirmed in old drawings of our database that it is an old high-voltage insulator from an old reptilian spaceship. Nibiru system is not coming, it's going. Do not confuse it with Taurus and its moon that are inside the solar system right now. Black people from Africa, as I said before, come from Sirius planets. Colonies were developed with elements that were kidnapped from their planets of origin by ancient amphibians reptilians, who were preparing hundreds of planets to spread their civilization, and here on Tiamat specifically in Africa to be a warm and pleasant area for the life of reptoids. They maintained a spy service of the mining operations of Camelopardalis, and whenever it was reported a planet with living conditions they tried to take over the planet. The aim was to form task forces to build cities and infrastructure to reptilian colonization. When the reptilians were driven out away by forces Atonians by Tiamat being long used as a cot of humanoid civilizations, the remaining blacks continued to live in tribes and under the conditions they could find, without specific guidance, and remained so until the present day. Several of these black races from Sirius began to level 1 and are already highly developed. Possibly you can receive visits of those people who gave rise to the DNA of these earthlings when you guys go to openly relate to the interstellar community. Friends, the nature of the planet Earth is going to make their own actions for its recovery, and terminate growth of 5% expected for this new phase. Do not blame the ice and by events in your atmosphere. Remember that many thousands of meteors are loose from their positions by the warming caused by clouds of cosmic energy, and should intersect with the Earth with greater frequency. The geographic poles will be definitely migrating during the first quarter of next year. The core of the planet is overheated by the incidence of cosmic energy too, and the planet will swell slightly during 2014. Everything that we can do in the sequence shall be assist isolated groups abandoned to its own fate, and you can be sure that many thousands of missing persons are very much alive and surviving in places we've pre-designated for this. I still cannot talk much about this issue, but you more prepared may wonder what I'm talking about. This next year will not be easy, but you guys already have discernment to know how to get through those moments with the conscience that you guys are developing along with the planet. Do not think you are alone and abandoned because you guys are not. We'll be here with you. Video 111, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, a video 111 a January 7, 2014. This large number of groups and people disappearing on a larger scale across the planet is part of protection programs that some races are already providing to their peers, seeded here long ago with their DNA. An Asian government, of the most populous country of your planet, knows about these moves and are trying to work with some races for the protection of certain ethnic groups in exchange for a higher stake in the new society to be created on the planet. They provided including appropriate places for these relocations. It is clear that aid is being welcomed by some races, but that does not mean a position of trustees for this government in question in the future society. Things are starting to happen, regardless of your media does not inform in no time the veracity of the facts. All that somehow desired to see and feel the samples of the end of current society and always expressed their disappointment when the Galactica community interfered to minimize the events. These will want and ask for these interferences with certainty. Many have criticized CB for transcribing our conversations, not understanding the sequence of events, not following these years of guidance on the happenings. And these are the ones who will cry for help when going through difficulties and feel on the skin the lack of preparation and conscientization of them and their families. Yes, some ancient alien technologies, protected by time in your Middle East for millennia, and other sites of Siberia and the Americas were forcibly taken from their places of deposit. The most dangerous were screened by Pleiadians to avoid being detonated by total ignorance of your scientists on their operation. This deactivation of ancient artifacts that could be dangerous is being carried out by teams Pleiadians only.